Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Go to work. Somebody's going to take your job. Go to work. Josh Wolf shows up later for work. He'll be here. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend, funnyboneomaha.com. Petey will be here in a little bit. Thursday, right?
Okay.
Already.
I forgot.
That's too bad.
Already Thursday. Yeah. You got to tell Craig it's like just Tuesday. So he
thinks
he's
got
a lot of week
ahead of him. Yeah, I didn't break
he knows
it to me.
If he's just got today and today, and then he has to take a couple of days off, right. He gets a little cranky.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what he's going to do with himself.
Was on this date in 1968. You might remember where you were when Yale introduced their plan to educate both men and women.
Harvard was 1968?
Yeah.
Was that late? Okay.
I think Dr. Meadows mentioned about them.
That's when it all started going to hell.
I heard that's a tough school to get into. Not as tough as Harvard, but it's tough.
Yeah.
Dr. Meany Monday. Dr. Meany Monday.
There's a, this is an ad on CNN's website. How to efficiently empty your bowels every morning. A top Yale surgeon explains how.
Well, if you got to poop, you got to poop then.
Huh? I'm guessing she would probably know.
Don't they always recommend those squatty potty things that are supposed to make it better?
Well, no, this shows an image of a guy he's soaking a couple of bananas.
Well,
so,
that's
not how you eat it.
I don't click
I'm
on that.
I'm soaking my banana last night.
A couple of bananas.
Yeah. As a rule, if it says paid content, I don't click on it because it's just a bunch of clickbait and slideshows.
Yeah. Right.
So I tend to avoid those.
Right.
So what do you soak the banana in?
I'm going to have a top Yale surgeon come in here on Monday.
Yes.
And I'll explain to her, why did I see a picture of a guy soaking some bananas and emptying his bowels?
Right,
who are you going to ask that to?
She knows.
We just got Dr. Meany.
Yeah, Dr. Meany.
The top Yale surgeon.
Yep. She's not a surgeon, but she's a Yale.
She doesn't do surgery, does she?
No, she just
could be
scoping butts.
Digs in your butt.
Facebook taking action against fake accounts on its site. The latest community standards enforcement report shows that 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down so far this year.
Is it still okay to lie on your political ads on Facebook, though?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Well, then why don't both sides do it?
You know, because you know what? I'd still like to be the higher ground. I agree with the higher ground ain't winning.
Two wrongs do not make a right.
I get it. I'd still rather be on the higher, the right side of history.
Don't do the wrong thing,
and
period.
Lose?
Yeah, I'm with you, Todd.
And
I get it, Todd.
You will eventually, eventually you win.
The Trumpers, they eventually
you may lose
win
in
now.
The short term, but you're going to win in the long term.
Yeah, Nixon, they lied too.
You believe that?
Yeah.
I don't believe that's the case anymore.
Well, I don't as much because we have the... a whole big media that's one whole thing that just lies to the people and people buy it. And that's Fox, by the way, and most of Fox, not all of Fox. And you're right, Todd. I agree with you. We should, because I know
it's
if you're allowed to get crap, I mean, he basically got caught red-handed trying to get crap from Ukraine. And that's just a fact now. They all know that. And then everybody could do that now. And that's I'm with you, Craig, Todd, because I think these politicians are on the right are just, they don't care. They don't care anymore. So why don't both lie? I get it. But I think one side still wants the truth.
You play to win the game.
Yeah, I know. But Craig's right.
It's a long game, not a short game.
It is a long game.
Well, I don't have
And history's time. Not looking kindly. We'll look at kindly on any of these people.
I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I know. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm worried about my kids at this point.
Start playing
right.
the game.
Right.
Start playing to win the game.
Yeah.
They're winning the war.
But
not
see,
the
saying bad things about the right, they won't care because they know they don't care. Shoot somebody walking down Fifth Avenue, it's fine. They don't care if there's bad things
there's
about the guy.
Well, there's got to be certain calculated lies that would freak everybody out.
Maybe.
Plus,
if people are okay with Russia interfering with our election, then what's going to freak them out? Nothing. They don't care. Sorry, you sent me down that rabbit hole, so I can blame you for that. Facebook's still allowing that. Twitter's no more political ads. Yeah.
But see, like, I don't really see political ads on my Facebook feed.
And they keep talking about that, but there must be stuff. I guess it's just, or there must be stuff there.
Is it that subliminal?
I don't know.
That I don't even notice.
I never got that either when I keep hearing that. But Zuckerberg said we're not going to fact check because he's an evil man and a robot.
Well, now, he may not even be a man.
What?
May not be even be a man. Don't we don't know.
I don't know what he is. He's a douchebag. I know that.
A Colorado sports arena says it will review its security procedures after a Muslim woman was told to take off her hijab or be denied entry. The woman went to the Pepsi Center in Denver to watch one of her daughters sing the national anthem.
See, that's how you get to them. You show, oh, that guy, you know, he's a secret Muslim.
Yeah.
Yeah, you show pictures of them consorting with people of color.
Maybe.
You make stuff up.
The Muslim woman was stopped at will call, told to remove, quote, that thing on her head.
Unbelievable.
The people that run the arena said they've reached out to the woman and taken steps to modify their screening process and to educate.
But here, you can wear a
members.
Bronco helmet. That's socially acceptable. If you walk around all day in your big D helmet.
I just love when these things happen. Well, we're modifying our processes. Well, how about just step one, don't be a jerk?
Yeah.
Does that need to be written down for your employees?
Right, exactly. We talked about Buffalo Wild Wings at one store, by the way, and one manager saying, yeah, they don't want to sit next to you because you're black. Well, you're fired then.
TSA expecting a record number of travelers this Thanksgiving. 27 million.
Is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving still the busiest travel day of the year?
Easily.
They say.
And the Sunday second.
Yeah, the following Sunday.
Second. Yeah, they say the day before Thanksgiving, nearly 3 million people will be flying and about the same number on the Sunday after.
Yeah, that or in a bar.
Oh, yeah?
Is that still the biggest bar night?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Mainly because people are back from college and they all go to the bars. That's been happening for years, as long as I can remember.
4% increase from last Thanksgiving on the number of travelers.
I think it's even a bigger bar night technically than the New Year's Eve because of the amateur hour.
That's what I'd heard.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's still the case.
It might not be.
So the TSA says they've got new technology that will reduce wait times, like a scanner that gives officers a closer look at what's inside passengers' bags, allowing for more items to be left in the bag. So they don't have to take anything out. Some people are thrilled about the new Twinkies cereal.
I'll have to try that. I walked down the cereal aisle the other day at the grocery store, and I was trying to, I was with my wife, and I said, I'm going to go down and get some cereal. And I picked out the decent stuff, but there's some really crazy cool stuff out there now that you just say, I got to try this. And that might be okay. I'm not a big Twinkie guy, but if it tastes like Twinkies and milk.
I don't need that.
It's fluff, basically.
I'm not a Twinkie guy anymore.
No, I'm not even a cereal guy anymore.
What? Now you've gone too far.
Yeah. I'll walk down the cereal aisle, and you know, used to get it all the time when the kids were in the house. And now I just look at it and go, my God, that crap's expensive.
Oh, it's ridiculously expensive.
So are
ridiculously expensive. Like, and they're making the boxes smaller, too.
Brand name chips are ridiculously expensive, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry manufacturers look at those and say, my God,
the markup.
Why aren't we in potatoes instead of...
potatoes!
Why are we dealing diamonds instead of chips? There's so much more of a markup.
Is there a way we can make the diamonds half air like the chip bags?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Now, cereal, I just had this conversation with my wife the other night. That's one of those things, like, if it's in the house, I'll break to the pressure every now and again.
Yeah.
But I can totally walk by it at the store and not buy it.
Yeah, but if it's in the house and you're looking for something cheap, easy, and but easy, just something convenient. Okay,
It kills your craving for fills your stomach up for a little bit.
But then half the time I'll pour out the bowl of cereal, open up the fridge, and go, "Damn it, no milk."
Yeah.
And then I have to pour it back in the box.
I've done that too, and that pisses me off. Yeah.
It sucks. It really sucks.
And I've learned that coffee creamer is a bad alternative.
Oh, I know.
That's, oh, I don't have that around either.
Yeah, that's really sweet and thick.
Yep.
In the morning.
I'd have to pour OJ on my Cocoa Pebbles, and that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I did that once. I actually put a couple of different cereals together.
Yeah, oh,
you
yeah.
know, a good cereal and a bad cereal.
A little suicide,
oh,
yeah.
A little suicide, yeah. And then there was no milk.
Ah!
So you can't just dump it back in the bag then. Yeah, I just put it back in the cupboard and used it the next day. When we got milk, that's when I used it.
Yeah, because the half-life of a cereal is like years, so that could sit out for days.
I said it. I just put it in the cupboard. It'll be there tomorrow. No one's going to touch this.
Well, it's such a letdown.
Well, they're going to think, they're like, well, there must be an experiment in here. I ain't touching
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
I wouldn't touch that either.
No.
What's the reason for that?
Right.
Did somebody see a cockroach in there and set it back? That's what I guess my son would do. That was a bug in there. I just put it in there.
It appears he spilled something, because you got the two cereals mixed together.
Right. Yeah. Heart attacks are on the decline nationwide because of cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're doing good stuff. Because
yes.
The only thing I ever read about cholesterol-lowering drugs is they're going to kill you.
They found the risk of heart attack and stroke dropped by 15 to 20% in more than 32,000 patients.
Now, you have a family history because I know you eat well, but so that's why you're on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't have high cholesterol.
Heart disease.
All my friends do.
Good.
Yep.
Heart disease, the leading killer in America of women and
what's it
men.
Do, though?
High cholesterol,
what's the bad
a major
about that?
Risk factor.
You what's the bad something? Thing about high cholesterol?
No, you did hear a bad thing about the statins that help you.
There's side effects to all of that. You know, it chews away your brain. I don't know.
And,
yeah, but who's going to know?
But then other people
chews
say
away.
We should all be on statins, no matter what.
You know what? That's why we got Dr. Mean at Beck and Call Monday. We're going to fire at Dr. Meany all these questions.
Yeah, but what does she know? She just
everything.
Knows what
Yale,
the other researchers say. And the side effects to the they'll change their mind five years down the road.
Tell her what she knows.
Yeah, and they'll say, well.
She'll probably sit right where you're at, Todd, next week. I want you to ask her.
Right, but
what
Craig's,
do you know?
Craig's eating that. He's reading that stuff all the time. And you see, they change their mind about their medicines all
obviously, cholesterol, it does help lower your cholesterol, and that means less heart attacks. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
a
good thing, right.
But then they say, it increases your chance of dementia or something.
Well, halfway there.
I don't need an accelerant.
Yeah, but you'd rather not have a heart attack, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that one pill a day for that?
Oh. Uh-huh.
The cholesterol, okay.
Yeah. Right. And it's a pretty small dose, too.
Well, just blame Larry, then. Or your mom.
It's probably mom. I think it comes from mom's side of the family.
Your dad's rocking.
Yeah, he's getting his cardio in. Getting that heart rate up.
And smoking.
Veterans and caregivers will now be able to shop at commissary and military exchange stores starting January 1st.
I feel worse for those jokes now because Larry's girlfriend's really, really sweet lady. I mean, really sweet. Yeah, so you guys make the jokes about him banging that, and I'll just sit back.
Okay, we'll start that.
Like you've got a conscience about those jokes.
I don't.
You've met my mom, too. That doesn't stop.
Oh, yes, I have.
okay, we'll say met.
See? Don't give me that I got a conscience and I feel bad about these jokes crap.
I don't.
We said hello to your mom.
Yeah. Got a good workout, too.
All right, here's the rare side effects of all statins.
All right.
Yeah. Small risk, but I tend to dwell
small
on...
Small risks?
The small
That's
risk.
Yeah.
Memory loss or confusion.
Yeah.
Increased blood sugar.
How are we going to know if it's that or just everything?
Leads to diabetes. Okay. Well, if I get confused about my diabetes, you know there's a problem.
Okay.
And then this is how you're going to tell this, kidney or liver damage.
Yeah, we don't know that. Is it vodka or is it statins?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
But everything's got a side effect.
Yeah, every drug does a little bit, right? I would think so.
Oh, yeah.
Too much of every drug might. Some drugs are probably, you're not going to get a side effect.
It would be best if you were on no medication at all.
Yeah, just watch any of those commercials for any of those drugs. Yeah. They got to list out six, eight different side effects.
She squirts. Yeah, all of them. All of them involve the squirts.
Yeah, and they all sound worse than what you're treating with the drug.
Right. That's been a bit for years now. Every comedian's done that bit. You're
so
right.
So I'm a little itchy from my eczema. I don't want constant diarrhea.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to everybody though. That's why they have to put it in there, you know, because it happens to one person, they got to put it in.
Yeah,
there,
yeah. You know? I know they got to cover.
I mean,
their
really,
ass.
What drug have you been on and realized and said, yeah, that's actually that kicked in.
But if you are that one guy,
yeah, it sucks.
Oh, that's
it
that,
sucks,
that,
right?
That just
yeah,
no good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you allergic to anything you don't know? Let me try this, yeah.
Ray Liotta never says at the Sanders commercial that, listen, you're going to have panic attacks every night, really intense ones for about 3 months.
And the squirts.
Yeah. I've heard lots of other side effects, but nothing that happened to me. I haven't heard about the severe panic attacks as a side effect to Shantix, which I had.
No, the one guy from the New Bohemians killed his neighbor, remember?
Yeah, I know, but yeah. He, I don't know if he was having
panic
attacks.
Well, his neighbor killed him.
Oh, that's right, because he tried to attack him, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, he freaked out in his front yard, yeah.
So at least that didn't happen to you, Todd.
Yeah, like...
You had a little panic attack.
Vivid dreams. Yeah. And I forget what the other side effects they list for that. They still sell that?
Oh yeah. The turkey.
Ray Liotta's commercials still out there.
The turkey commercials are now, you know, the quitting slow turkey. That's
I haven't seen the Ray Liotta ones for a while, though.
Maybe his campaign went over.
But he was a big part of that campaign.
Oh, big time.
For a while.
Yeah.
They ran out of Ray Liotta money.
He said, yeah, probably.
Now they only got animated turkey money.
That's some good money. They're paying Ray Liotta that kind of cash.
Veterans and caregivers will now be able to shop at commissary and military exchange stores starting January 1st. The Department of Defense also announced that vets can now access other facilities like golf courses and recreation areas. Pentagon says it extends eligibility to over 4 million new patrons.
Well, good.
On
about
that
time.
Deal. Yeah. Let's see here. Out of San Antonio, Texas, Nick Simonis, in an interview with WOIA, said that on November 1st, he set up a snowman. Some reindeer and a Santa hanging from a helicopter in the front yard. A couple of days later, he got a letter in the mail from the Homeowners Association.
No helicopters in the yard.
Telling him to take down their Christmas decorations. It's too soon. Please remove the snowman until closer to the holiday season, the letter read.
I got no problem with that.
Well, apparently everybody else does.
It's too damn early.
They said
take
no. They told their neighbors, and the neighbors said, screw you. We're all putting up our
homeowners always
decorations.
Suck.
Yeah.
Those always suck.
I think the one thing I hate more than early Christmas decorations is homeowners associations.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I can tell you that.
Well, thanks to the Homeowners Association, the whole freaking neighborhood put up.
On purpose.
So they're all rebelling.
Yeah, it's a little too early, though.
Yeah, it is. So keep your Homeowners Association.
I saw a thing yesterday. This is the season that you'll hear. Remember, this is the season you'll hear conservatives bitch because they think they can't say Merry Christmas. Yeah, they can. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can say it everywhere.
Say it all you want.
Yeah, nobody cares. Just shut up.
Nobody's stealing your Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut the f*** up.
Right. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.